The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Hour 2 of the National Intel Report. This is Tim Spencer sitting in for John Stadtmiller. Today's show is caller's choice. Anybody's welcome to call in on any subject. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. And right now, we're still talking with Tom in Florida. Tom, go ahead and wrap up your thoughts.
Yeah, Tim, I got something to tell you. I'd like to, for it to happen. I would like to see a couple of Donald Trump's really rich billionaire buddies start their own network. And they ought to call it the American News Network, or however they want to word it. But and actually, where it's pro conservative as far as the policies of this country, and get away with, you see it, the Communist News Network or Clinton News Network, and all these other news networks that are totally against Trump. Trump's got about 4 or 5 billionaire buddies that can start their own network and really show the American people what's really going on in this country, all the nastiness and the deceit that's been going on. And I would love to see that in the next 4 to 8 years, maybe 12 years, 16 years. I think Pence is going to be a wonderful guy if he runs for president. But I want it to be exposed. I think these billionaire guys that are for Trump should expose the real truth about how 2% of the Zog is running our media. It's got to come to an end with these criminals, these creatures. And I tell you, you know, it's a wonderful thing that Trump won. I think it's going to really ease off some tension in the world. I actually even think the Russians and the United States are going to get along now a little better. And I mean, I only see good things coming. But I got to say this: we're controlled by a teeny minority. Is controlling the masses. He who controls the media controls the mind. Let's not kid ourselves. And we got to say, hey, right. You know what? Yes. And we got to get billionaires that are for Trump and his ideology and have them buy their own network. I mean, if Trump even, let Trump throw $1 billion into it. Buy another news network that's a major news network, like on a Channel 5 or Channel 3, and really shake the core of this country. And I got to tell you, I think I only see positive things coming at the light. I see the light at the end of the tunnel, actually. And I think it's going to be a good thing what's happening here. And like I say, time will tell all, but it's a start. Right now, we have a start, because before, I tell you what, this country, I live in South Florida, you got people here that don't even want to speak English. Half the people in this town don't want to speak English. And they're trying to do that to the rest of the country.
All right. Hey, Tom, we've got callers stacking up, and I want to thank you for calling. I really appreciate it.
You too.
Really good input. Thank you, sir.
God bless you. You're like Paul Revere. You're like Paul Revere, Tim. God bless you.
Oh, thank you. Next, we go to Sebastian in Sweden. Sebastian, I apologize for keeping you on hold so long.
Oh, hello?
Hello, Sebastian.
Hello to you.
You're live on the air, sir.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I was surprised that Donald Trump won. I was woken up the morning after by my friend. He said, you have to watch the TV. And when I watched the TV, I couldn't see. It's funny to see all the long faces on the Swedish TV channels, because the Swedish TV was 100% for Hillary Clinton.
I believe that. You know,
I think most of the media in Europe were almost 100% for Hillary Clinton.
Oh, I'm sure.
I'm not sure about Britain, but yeah.
Well, all I was going to say is it's my understanding. Now, I have not been anywhere in Europe since 1984, okay? And that's first qualifier. But my understanding is that most of Europe, as far as the population, is either left or far left. Is that correct, Sebastian?
Yeah, that's correct. But, I can't say completely because lately, in the last 2 or 3 years, we've had a real big upswing of parties that are anti-immigration. There's one in the Swedish parliament that's, it's almost, it's the second largest party, but they don't have any say because they always form coalitions with other parties, the Social Democrats,
right,
to try to, tone down the other party. But the next, in two years, I think it's going to be the largest party in Sweden.
I bet it will be. I know in Germany, the right hand of the political parties there are really gaining ground from what I'm reading.
Yeah, that's true. And also, we will get a woman president maybe next year, Marie Le Pen.
Okay.
In France.
You know. Right. Well, I think Le Pen will win. I truly do. I think she's going to use Mr. Trump's playbook, and I think she will have a landslide win. I could be wrong, but that's the way I read it right now.
Yeah, but I have to ask something about the Electoral College, because isn't it true that it's the 20th? It's not until after the 20th of December that we know
that is correct.
That Trump has won 100%. I mean, it's really still on a... Yeah, you never wish going to happen because, you know, it's so... unfortunately, I think the American elections are pretty corrupt.
Well, I'll tell you what the deal is, Sebastian. In this country, the popular vote does not elect the president. The popular vote serves as a guide to the states to pick electoral college candidates, and then the state legislatures will usually confirm them. And then on December 20th, all of these electoral college candidates will meet at their designated state capitals and cast their votes, and the states will relay to the Congress what the votes are. See, originally that was done because we're not a democracy. We are a republic, regardless of what Hillary Clinton and everybody else on that side says. We are a constitutional republic, a democracy.
Yeah, okay.
And that is the reason that works like it does.
I see. We have we still have paper ballots here in this country, and we have to have an ID card, either a driver's license, which is a national ID card, or a passport. So we have to have an ID card when we go to the polls, and at the polls, it's you have to show your ID card, and they have you on a list. Every voting poll is actually a school district. So the elections takes place the second Sunday in September, every fourth year. And you have wherever you take your kids to school, and that's your polling place. So everyone knows who lives in the area of that school, so they have you on the list. You have a second sort of an election card. You can take that in. You show them that you're qualified to vote in the national elections, and then they check your name off. And then it's paper ballot. You put it in the envelope and you seal it. And in the corner of the envelope is missing, so that the people in the polls know there's only one ballot and one envelope. So everything can be traced back and also if you're a citizen. You can stay and watch the counting, and if you're in your poll, you can actually stay and watch the counting.
Wow!
Of the ballots, but you can't.
Impressive.
You can't like make a big scene or anything. It's like a courtroom. You have to be quiet, but you can actually watch the counting.
That is excellent. I mean, wow!
So this system. I was talking to a friend of mine, an Englishman that lives here. Sweden, and we were talking about that this system could probably be scaled up to meet the American needs. But the election committee or is controlled by the government, so that it's not a privately controlled system. You know, it's really strict. And I'm not sure about the laws, but I can think it's 5 years in prison for election fraud or something like that. I'm not sure. I have to look in the law books, but it's really, I think it's a good system. And also, if you
That's
have a green
sounds
card,
like it.
If you have a equivalent to a green card, and if you live here 3 years, then you can vote in the county and state, but not the national elections. Your name should be on the list
the way
for
it should be.
It was that. It hasn't been that very long. It's been maybe the last 10 years, I think, that people can start. People have been living here a long time, can vote in the county and state, but not in the national elections.
Well, I understand that reasoning in a way. I think if they were to do something like that here, I'd like to see it more like 7 years, personally. But that's because of the way our system is set up. You know, sometimes people can stay here for 10 or even 20 years on visas. They just have to reapply every few years. So I don't know how that works in your country. But anyway, Sebastian, I thank you for your call. We've got to go. The callers are really stacking up. And I do apologize again for making you hold so long.
Quite all right. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, Sebastian. We really appreciate your call. Okay, next we go to Caesar in New York. Good evening, Caesar. I haven't talked to you in about a month.
Yeah, good evening. How are you?
I'm doing good, buddy.
Yeah, I just called. I wanted to tell you that in Florida, there's a balkanization of Venezuelans coming here illegally because of the situation that they have there, where they have no food, they have no, they don't have anything. They don't even have medicines or anything. And my sister's down there in Florida. She told me that they're coming to Doral, and she said it's like a balkanization. They're just coming by the trolls, she said. I mean, it's unbelievable how many of them are coming.
Hey, Caesar, are they all going to one place in Florida?
Yeah.
Where is that, Miami or Tampa?
Doral, Florida. That's,
Florida, okay.
Doral, Florida. She says they're coming there, but it's thousands and thousands of illegals. They're coming, and she says, she don't know where they get the money from. They're just buying up everything. And it's like, she says it's massive. She's never seen anything like that. She says nobody speaks English in South Florida. She says no English at all. There's no English anywhere.
Right. Well, you know, Caesar, I grew up in Florida. And my wife and I, when I got out of the Navy, saw the handwriting on the wall back in 1990. And that's one of two reasons I live where I do in the Missouri Ozarks. Yes, I grew up there. By adoption, I was sixth generation Floridian. Grew up with an adopted mother who's Native American, Orthodox Jew father. I know, weird combination, but it worked for a while. And like I said, my wife and I saw the handwriting on the wall after being gone for just 10 years. I couldn't even find my own father's house after being gone for 10 years driving. You know, we'd gone to visit, but it always been, you know, airport to taxi cab. And I couldn't even find my own father's house.
Well, I left Florida in 1960. We used to live in Opa-locka, Florida. And we left in the 60s.
Exactly where that's at.
Right. It's by the airport.
Right. I used to be some good duck hunting down there.
Yeah, we left by the 60s. And when we left, there was nothing really up there. I mean, it was more like retirees, and the Cubans hadn't come in. I think the Cubans came in 66, but we left, and when I went back there a while ago, I didn't even recognize Florida. I didn't even know what it was. I couldn't recognize it. I remember sometimes we'd go to Collins, and they had one restaurant on Collins that used to be called Wolfie's back in, like, 1960. That was the name of the restaurant.
I remember
Wolfie's.
Huh? They had one in Orlando, too. Same chain. Wolfie's. I remember that.
Wolfie's, yeah. I don't even know if it still exists. But when we left, that's
either.
The only restaurant they had. And now I went there because my sister's still out there. But to be honest with you, I could not recognize it. And it's like balkanized. There's no English. Nobody speaks English.
I believe that. Now, I haven't been in Miami since probably 78, but even then, it was hard to find anybody that spoke English.
I mean, I don't know what's going to happen because this is not the America that I grew up in, and we're from Florida. Originally, we're from Europe, but, you know, we're a combination of Spain and Scotland. It's cross, but, you know, I mean, like I said, the country, I don't even recognize this country. Like, I'm in Queens since the 60s, and it used to be Irish, German, and Italian. Now, you don't even know what it is. It's like nobody speaks English. You go to the Dunkin' Donuts, they're all Indian or Pakistani. And, you know, India was partitioned in 47, and in 71, Bangladesh was partitioned. So it's Indian, Pakistani, or Bangladeshi. That's all you got at the Dunkin' Donuts. The 7-Eleven, the same thing. There's nobody, no English, hardly any. I mean, it's like, I don't know, like the country, I don't even recognize this country anymore.
Well, see, would be consider migrating to the middle of the country where everybody speaks English.
Where is that?
Just the middle of the country. Missouri, Iowa, Nebraska, Texas, Arkansas, Oklahoma. Everybody speaks English out here.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm shocked because, I don't know. Listen, the way I look at it is this way. The way I look at it is we lost our republic, I think it was on March the 3rd of 1933, okay? And I don't think that this is coming back. I mean, they're doing everything possible to install a totalitarian system here. I don't think that the Donald is going to make a change because he's already reneging on Obamacare. He said he's going to keep it. He likes it. He's not building the wall no more. You know, he changed his view on the Muslims. So, I mean, look, at the end of the day, it's a dog and pony show. It's like the World Wrestling Federation.
Well, I tend to agree with you, but let's wait and see what happens, Caesar. You know, it could be that Trump is just not showing his full hand right now. He could just be trying to get along temporarily until he's actually inaugurated. You know, that's a possibility. I'm not saying that's how it is. I have no inside track. I don't know.
Okay, look, with all due respect, you see the guys behind him? He's got Giuliani, right?
Okay, yeah, I'm looking at the list right now. I got it here in front of me. The Secretary of State candidates, Bob Corker, John Bolton, Newt Gingrich, Zalmi Khalilzad, Rudy Giuliani, and Attorney General Rudy Giuliani, Jeff Sessions, Chris Christie, Pam Bondi, which would be his best choice, and Trey Gowdy, which would be another excellent choice. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin from Goldman Sachs, Jeb Hensarling, the chairman of the House Financial Services Committee. Jamie Dimon, J.P. Morgan and Chase, Tom Barrack, Colony Capital, for defense, Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, who I think is his best choice, Stephen Hadley, John Kyle, not a bad choice, Jeff Sessions, iffy, Kelly Ayotte, excellent choice, Duncan Hunter, I'm not sure about, Jim Talent, I'm neutral on. Health and Human Services, Ben Carson's on the list, but he's already said he's not going to do it. Newt Gingrich, Rich Bagger, who is a former pharmaceutical executive and former top aide to New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, and Bobby Jindal, who was a former governor of Louisiana, who would probably be his best bet. And the list just keeps going on, and you're absolutely right. There's a lot of insiders on this list. You know, Jamie Dimon for Treasury Secretary talking about letting the fox in the hen house. Damn. All right, buddy, we got a break. We got a break, Caesar. Okay?
Yeah.
Welcome to Hold On if you want. We'll be back in about 3 minutes, folks. We'll be right back.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with three shots from the rear and one shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years, since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Tim Spencer sitting in for John Stadtmiller on the National Intel Report. Wow, I love John's bumping music. I could listen to this stuff all day. Anyway, Caesar, go ahead.
Tim, a lot of those names there are all neocon names, and
yes.
I'm surprised that Governor Krispy Kreme from New Jersey even got a position with him, because Governor Krispy Kreme was all against them while he was campaigning, and now he's his right-hand man.
Well, they demoted him to being one of 11 co-chairs of the, transition team. Mike Pence is now the chair of that team. In other words, he's the guy that's got the power. My personal opinion, with this court battle going on, where there's actually criminal charges being considered, I think you're going to see Christie be more and more shuffled towards the back of the room. You understand from articles I've read, I can't testify to the veracity of them, that there is apparently, I think I heard it termed as a knife fight as to who gets what positions going on right now. But from what I understand, that's normal in every one of these things. So we'll just have to wait and see how it all washes out.
So you think there's going to be an investigation against Governor Krispy Kreme?
They're investigating. Actually, there's a court case going on with his aides right now, from what I read. I'm not up there, so I don't know. I haven't watched any local news from New Jersey, so I don't really know. I've just read various articles, you know, around the internet.
Right.
You probably know more about it than I do.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I know that he had that problem with the bridge and whatnot, and you know, it's you know, it is, the media doesn't really report truth. That's why we. That's why David Rockefeller said, and he thanked the media, because if it wasn't for them, they who operate in darkness wouldn't have gotten where they've gotten to today.
Right, exactly. Well, I personally believe that Christie is part of the good old boy system. I hope Trump, you know, lets him be gardener or something, or mow the lawn at the White House, but I wouldn't want to see him go any higher than that personally.
That's actually a big position for him to mow the lawn at the White House. That's a big position.
Well, and probably bigger than he deserves.
Right. Well, Tim,
all right. Is there anything else, buddy?
No, nothing. I don't have too much faith in Trump, but we'll see what happens. Thank you.
Yeah, that's all we can do is wait and see and pray.
Right. Right.
All right. Thank you for your call, Caesar. Very greatly appreciated. Enjoyed it. Next, we go to Ty in Wisconsin. Good evening, Ty, and thank you for calling.
Hey, Tim.
Hi.
I was just listening to Mike Rivero, and it spilled over to this show, and I thought, well, it sounds like an interesting show. I'll go ahead and call in.
Well, thank you.
Usually when I call into the shows, Tim, I want to glorify the Lord, because a lot of people have been praying, and I don't hear the at least equal amount of saying, thank you, Jesus, that we won the election.
Well, we should and be saying that.
Yeah, and to add some depth to it, okay, you know, people get tired of hearing everything's happening for a reason. People that say that never elaborate on what the reason is, right?
Right.
And I say his name is Jesus Christ, the Lord. A lot of people don't have enough respect for those names, but when you say the creator of the universe, you mean the Lord is the creator of the universe? Yeah. So everything's happening for a reason. Now, there's only two other options. Nothing's happening for a reason is immediately eliminated by gravity. Something's happening for a reason is unscientific and unscriptural. In the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 11, it says that God works all things after the counsel of his will. And
I agree.
Isaiah 45:7 says, I, the Lord, create good and evil. So the Lord has raised up the evil. You know, the New World Order, the Federal Reserve, and all that, to wake America up, to show us what we really have, and how to win it back. So everything's happening smoothly, but at the same time, the Lord still calls us to pray, and it's not the time to end our praying, but to just dig deeper and not, because Trump's going to have a lot of hell coming after him now.
Oh, I absolutely agree. In fact, I read this. I should have written down the details, but I didn't. But I understood there's a ministry out of Texas that on Election Day started, I don't know if you call it a prayer chain or a prayer group. Please excuse me, I'm Native American, I'm not Christian. Please don't hold that against me. But I have nothing against Christians or Jews. I got a lot of things against Muslims. Okay, please hang on through the break. We'll be right back in about 3 minutes. I'm sorry, 4 minutes. So please hold on tight.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Naturesyouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. This is Tim Spencer sitting in for John Stadtmiller on the National Intel Report. I would like to invite everybody to listen to my show from 10 a.m. until noon central on this network on Saturdays. It's the Rural Survival Show. We usually have really great guests. This Saturday we have a gentleman from the National Rifle Association. It's going to be on. And I think it'll be a really good show. All right, we're speaking with Ty in Wisconsin. Go ahead, Ty.
Well, you're talking about Ty, a bridge, and
yes,
yeah. In Texas, you're talking about a prayer chain. I was going to say that I do run the Donald Trump Prayer Force on Facebook, and when I heard Sebastian from Sweden call in, I got kind of excited that he might want to know that there's a couple in Sweden that were reaching out on Facebook Live, and they said they believed in God and all that. So I invited them to come to Donald Trump Prayer Force. So we have this group from Sweden the Donald Trump prayer force now that we're believing to make Sweden great again because of all the hell they're going through with all the rapes going on over there from the refugees.
Right. Well, you know, so, I believe in prayer. I absolutely believe in the power of prayer. That's mainly from my Native American roots. There's no reason it won't work for any other sect or religion. But I'm a firm believer in prayer, and that may well have had a significant effect on the outcome of this election, in my opinion.
Yeah, I don't just pray, oh, God, if it's your will, let Donald Trump be elected. You have to know deep in your spirit, in the core of your being, to have that discernment that God wants thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, which is righteousness and telling the truth, you know, at its minimum level. So my favorite Bible verse when it comes to believing God is Mark 11:24. It's a secret, and it says, Jesus said, when you pray, believe that you have received, and then it will be granted to you. If I was going to buy you a car, Tim, so I don't have the car with me, but here's the keys, would you thank me when I gave you the keys or after you got the car?
I would thank you when you gave me the keys.
Exactly. And that's the key to faith, is that we believe we have received just based on the promise that God wants us to be blessed. He wants us to be blessed, not cursed. So what I do is I have a little blue sphere now that I hold in my hand, a little point of contact, and that represents the very answer to prayer. And I hold that and say, thank you, Jesus. I believe I have received. We believe we have received right now. And you just start praising the Lord. Since we have received it, then we say, thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. And that's how I pray for Donald Trump and America.
Good.
And planet Earth. We believe we have received.
I believe that people that believe in a higher power should continue to pray for Trump and for this nation as a whole, Ty.
Yeah, you know, and I tell people, you know, whether I used to believe in eternal damnation, Tim, but now I'm a Christian universalist. I believe in the Abrahamic covenant, you know, where God told Abraham, in thy seed shall all people be blessed. People get tripped up on false translations and false interpretations of hell and Hades, and, you know, teachers that try to teach it don't teach it properly. But you have to know the heart of God. He's not going to torture people for eternity. Jesus said in Revelation 21:5, behold, I make all things new. An interesting Bible study is to look at the little phrase, all things. It shows up everywhere, all things.
Right.
You know, he said that I will be all in all. I created all things before all things. In him are all things, blah, blah. Anyways,
take your time, buddy. No rush.
That's about it. Yeah, I'll let somebody else call in, but I just want to glorify the Lord Jesus Christ, make sure people continue to believe that God wants us to be blessed. God is a friendly God. He's not angry, okay? And the reason there's evil on the earth is because without opposites, there'd be no frame of reference, you know?
Right.
We wouldn't know what dry is unless we knew what wet was. So, anyways, thanks, Tim. Take it easy.
All right, thank you for your call, Ty. It's greatly appreciated.
Good night.
All right, folks, call-in number is 800-313-9443. I say again, 800-313-9443. Since I didn't have a whole lot of warning for this show, we don't have a guest tonight. I'm not at liberty to say why, but anyway, make a long story short, tonight is caller's choice. Call in and talk about anything you want to talk about. I believe this show usually has a bent towards politics, which is great. I don't mind that a bit. So go ahead and call in now. While we're waiting for our next caller, I'm going to go through some of these appointments. That's not the right word. What the media believes will be the appointments. And I'm going to start back at Secretary of State, and I'm going to read the whole description of each person. I think people need to know who's being looked at. Okay, we got Bob Corker, Tennessee Senator and Chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Let's see, we got John Bolton, former U.S. ambassador to the United Nations under President George W. Bush, Newt Gingrich, Republican former U.S. House Speaker, Zalmi Khalilzad, former U.S. ambassador to Iraq, and Rudy Giuliani, who's the former mayor of New York City, a Republican, are all being considered for Secretary of State. Rudy Giuliani is also being considered for Attorney General, along with Jeff Sessions, who's a senior member of the Senate Judiciary Committee, who takes a hard line on immigration. I don't believe this is still accurate, but Chris Christie, who's the Republican New Jersey governor, might still be. Pam Bondi, Republican former Attorney General, and she is a firebrand, folks. I think she'd be great in that job. And I also think Trey Gowdy, Republican congressman from South Carolina, who headed the House committee that investigated 2012 attacks on the U.S. mission in Benghazi. Either Pam Bondi or Trey Gowdy, in my opinion, would be wonderful in that position. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin, former Goldman Sachs executive and Trump's campaign finance chairman. Guys, I'm not too sure about this guy. Jeb Hensarling, Texas Republican congressman and chairman of the House Financial Services Committee. I don't know anything about him. However, the next one, Jamie Dimon, J.P. Morgan Chase & Company CEO. Talk about letting the fox in the hen house, folks. We make him the Treasury Secretary? Really? I think either somebody's got some bad information or the Trump transition team has lost their marbles completely. Same goes for Tom Barrett, founder and chairman of Colony Capital Incorporated. Now, for Defense Secretary, they're looking at Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, who is the former director of the DIA, which is Defense Intelligence Agency. I don't remember how long he's been active duty, but I do know they have to be off of active duty for 7 years before they can take the position as Secretary of Defense. So I'm sure a waiver would be required from Congress on that one, but I might be wrong. Stephen Hagley, former National Security Advisor under President George W. Bush. I'm kind of neutral. John Kyle, former Republican Senator from Arizona. Yeah, I'd be positive towards him. Jeff Sessions, Republican Senator from Alabama, an early Trump supporter, member of the Senate Armed Services Committee. Oh, he'd be good there. Kelly Ayotte, though, I think would be better. She's the outgoing Republican Senator from New Hampshire and member of the Senate Armed Services Committee. Remember, folks, she's got on-the-ground experience. I think she'd really do a lot to help take care of the troops. Duncan Hunter, Republican congressman from California and an early Trump supporter, and he is also a member of the House Armed Services Committee. Again, I'd be positive towards him, as I would be for Jim Talent, who's a former Republican senator from Missouri who was on the Senate Armed Services Committee. I've personally met this man, quite intelligent, pretty good guy just talking to him. I've only had one conversation with him, a pretty decent guy. Health and Human Services Secretary, Ben Carson was being considered. Now, recent press reports show that Ben Carson has declined to take any position in the cabinet, and I believe his words were he'd feel like a fish out of the water because he's not real good with politics. Newt Gingrich, not really his forte from what I've seen of him, but he has managed to take on any task in the past several years and make something happen. So I would be neutral on him. Rich Bagger, former pharmaceutical executive and former top aide to New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. No. And Bobby Jindal, former Louisiana governor. I'm neutral on him. I think he would do a really good job. And I know he's very pro-Republican. So we'd have to see on that one. Personally, I would like to see Ben Carson take that. I think he could have handled the job regardless of what he thinks. For Homeland Security, Michael McCaul, U.S. Republican congressman from Texas and chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee. Don't know the guy. My favorite on here is David Clark, Milwaukee County Sheriff and vocal Trump supporter. I think he would be really good in Homeland Security. He's a strict constitutionalist. I think it'd be great.
Joe Arpaio, who's the outgoing Maricopa County, Arizona sheriff who campaigned for Trump. Good guy, but age factor has to be considered. The last I heard, I believe they said he was 80 years old. Maybe it's time to retire. I'm not saying he couldn't do the job. I'm not saying age would be a hindrance, but he might not be in there too long. 80 years old is getting kind of up there, folks. All right. I want to remind people to call in number 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Tonight is caller's choice. Please go ahead and give me a call. All right. For head of the Environmental Protection Agency, which is an agency that I sincerely believe should be absolutely eliminated, we've got Myron Ebel, a climate change skeptic at the Libertarian Competitive Enterprise Institute, who is overseeing environmental policy on Trump's transition team. Don't know him. Who knows? Maybe he'd be good. Robert Grandy, venture capitalist, partner in private equity from Gryphon Investors. Bankers and hedge funds and all that get involved. I don't like it. Wesley Rutledge, Arkansas Attorney General. Not a bad choice. Carol Comer, Commissioner of the Indiana Department of Environmental Management. Again, an unknown in my mind. Who knows? Might do good. For the Energy Secretary, Harold Hamm, Oklahoma oil and gas mogul, CEO of Continental Resources Incorporated. All right, I understand, folks, that Trump is business-minded. But again, you put somebody in there with interest towards private business vice, a person that is just trying to do what's best for a country, I'm not sure. Larry Nichols, co-founder of Devon Energy Corporation, James Connaughton, CEO of Nautilus Data Technologies and a former environmental advisor to George Bush, George W. Bush, U.S. Representative Kevin Cramer of North Dakota, and Robert Grady. Folks, I don't know anything about any of these people, really, so I'll reserve judgment on that. Now, for Interior Secretary, the two top ones that I would pick are Sarah Palin, who's the former governor of Alaska, who ran for vice president in 2008, and Jan Brewer, former Arizona governor. Of the two, I'd pick Palin. Forrest Lucas, founder of oil products company Lucas Oil. I've heard nothing good but good about him. I don't know that much about him, but I've never, in all of his business dealings, I've always read good. Harold Hamm and Robert Grady. Don't know them, no opinion. Commerce Secretary, Linda McMahon. Former World Wrestling Entertainment executive and two-time Senate candidate. Guys, I'm scratching my head on this. Do we really want somebody that was in charge of WWE or an executive with WWE to be have a cabinet position? And she's the only one listed as a possible. All right, now we go to Frank in West Virginia. Good evening, Frank. Are you there, Frank?
Hi, Tim. This is, I have a question for you, but about the issue of...
Sorry, I can hear you.
Okay, great. Can you hear me okay now?
Yes, I can, sir.
Great. I have a question for you. I want to make a short comment first, though, but my question will be about heating this alternative backup sources of fuel for smaller heaters for indoors during the winter. To somebody who's maybe on electric, you know, and is used to heating with electric but wants to supplement with a fairly safe option without a bunch of dogs and children running around.
Okay, so I would recommend... Oh, I didn't mean to interrupt. I thought you were done. Go ahead. Continue, please.
Please. That's all right. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say is for what you're saying, somebody's got electric heat now, is worried about heating their house in the winter, I would recommend the older style kerosene heaters. Kerosene, yes, it's expensive, but one of those good size heaters only burns a half gallon a day. And what's that, $3? And you can store quite a bit of it fairly safely. Make sure you have extra wicks. And that flat puts out the heat, and it does not need electricity.
When you say old style, would that be the radiant heaters that have the the knockover balance in them that are basically pretty much duplicated from company to company?
I'm drawing a blank, buddy. I'll be honest with you. I'm drawing a blank on company names right now.
That's okay.
You can do some Google searches or internet searches and probably come up with some. Look on Craigslist, another good place to find them, as well as eBay. Make sure they, if they're the kind that have the glass mantles that go over the round wicks, make sure you, before you buy that they have those mantles, because you chimneys, mantles, whatever you want to call them, the glass that goes around the wick. Make sure they're in, good shape and not cracked, and they have them. I don't think you can get them for the old models anymore. And make sure you can get wicks before you buy it, because you are going to have to replace those wicks every 3 or 4 weeks.
I know which ones you're talking about now. Yeah, with glass gums around it. Yeah, those things
right.
I've used in the past and haven't really. I'll have to look into that. Thank you very much. That's going to be
you're most welcome, Frank.
Also, I want to quickly mention just the previous caller, and all due respect to him, because I know he's. We're on the same page, when it comes to elections and Lord and everything. But, I do have to say this. Our Lord did come to this world for a reason. And when he went to that cross and was crucified, it wasn't just so we could have a peace on earth. I mean, this is to save people from hell. There was a lot of warnings he gave in the Bible, in the New Testament. I could show in the Old as well if we had time. But basically, one verse... talking to some folks, and he said, "Fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to both destroy both soul and body in hell." And then
right.
Revelation gives a description. Death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast in the lake of fire. So it's definitely a literal place. And it describes it, in a lot of detail in one of the Gospels. I believe it's Luke. But we also find that it's put into a larger area that's actually called a lake of fire. So I don't see any symbolism there. Personally, I think that literal one. But I believe the Lord has really given us a lot of grace with this election.
I agree.
As a, he is a man in a position which is easily compromised. I mean, in my lifetime, even Ronald Reagan, second half of his term where he was shot, Hinckley.
Right, second half of his first term, I agree.
Yeah, he started compromising big time. So, I mean, anybody that's in there is going to
be... probably didn't want to get shot again, Frank.
Well, I'm going to continue praying for him. I just put 2 pages at lunchtime of a thank you note to the Lord, and it could have been a lot worse. So I'm glad you're mentioning these cabinet members and the potential cabinet members. I think that's the big issue right now. We need to pray.
I agree, Frank. I'm not cutting you off, but we got 2 more callers, and I want to give them 4 minutes each.
Thank you so much, sir. Take care.
Thank you, Frank. I greatly appreciate your call. Next, we go to my good friend, Rick, right here in Missouri. Good evening, Rick.
Hello, Tim. How are you doing? Great show. Once again, you've got everybody on fire. Yeah, Carosun was the unit that you guys were looking for with the reflective back. And the, what's that?
I said say that one more time, please.
Carosun, K-E-R-O-S-U-N, Carosun. That's the unit. I've had that unit for years, and it does work real well. Very effective.
Oh, yeah.
You do have to replace the wicks, though. Yeah, if you run them too slow, they carbon up, and you got to clean them. If you run them real high, you got to replace them. That's how that works. One of your callers made an interesting statement, and I'll try to keep it short so you got some time, about Donald Trump, and said, we got to look at what Donald Trump did and see if we can remember it and copy it. Well, I don't think he's given himself enough credit. I think it's not what Donald Trump did. If anything, it's what Obama did and his his progressive globalist friends, they pushed this country so far in one direction. Everything is politically incorrect, hate speech, safe spaces, trigger words, perverts running in and out of the girls' bathrooms. The average American is ready to throw up on their shoes. They're so sick of this nonsense. And all Donald Trump did was come along, and all he did was basically open the door and let in some fresh air. We're the ones that went to the polls. We're the ones that said, yeah, you know what? This guy's right. I'm backing this. This is the way we're going. We're going to take this country back. That's, you know, it's not what Donald Trump did. It's what we did. We finally stood up for ourselves and took our country back. If you want to figure out how to do this twice, you know what to do. Just do what you did this time.
Exactly. Well, Rick, buddy, I appreciate
nice show.
Your call
I'll let you,
more
I'll let
than you know.
What's that?
Yeah, this is going to be our final caller coming up, Rick. Thank you for calling, buddy. I do appreciate it.
Sure, okay.
Next, we go to Bob in Colorado. Good evening, Bob. You're our final caller, and you've got about 4 minutes, sir.
Okay, I'll say real quick, I'll hang up because
No, you don't have to hang up. You got 4 minutes.
Yeah, but I just want to get my point across, that's all. Listen, nothing crosses our creator's desk without his approval.
Agreed.
And what I would like to say is, if Donald Trump wants to stand up for our rights, I would like to see, and after I say a couple names here, I'll hang up because I want to hear what you have to say. Sheriff Mack for the FBI. I would like to see Joe Arpaio to get Homeland Security either disbanded or fixed. And I know his age, but you know what? It only takes 6 months to get it straightened out. I was a cop for 25-plus years. I went through the FBI Academy. So I think Arpaio, if he puts something in place, he could start getting it in motion. And then for the Supreme Court, I would like to see Anthony Napolitano for Supreme Court.
Well, if somebody could
get this to Trump and actually, I mean, these are like names that are known to everybody, left and right. And you know what? I think even the left, if they saw a couple of these names, they know who Joe Arpaio is. He wants to stand up for the Constitution. So if we can get a couple names out there, I know we'll get support. Look who voted in. Donald Trump.
I would
so thank you very much, and I want to hear the rest of the show. Bye.
All right. Thank you very much for your call, Bob. It's greatly appreciated. Folks, Andrew Napolitano on the Supreme Court, could you imagine? That would be wonderful. Oh, man. And the sheriff from Wisconsin, I'm drawing a blank on his name, but I'm tired. He'd be great. All right, folks, I hear music playing. It means it's the end of the show. This is Tim Spencer sitting in for John Statmiller. Greatly appreciate everybody being here tonight and all the callers that supported the show so greatly. Please visit my show on Saturday from 10 a.m. to noon Central. I think you'll enjoy yourselves. It'd be every bit as fun as this show. All right, everybody, hope you have a good night. Bye-bye.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocholine therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.